It seemed too bizarre to be true. The Reagan administration was selling arms to Iran, hoping to win the freedom of Americans held hostage in Lebanon. More than that, the officials used the proceeds to illegally fund the Contra rebels fighting the leftist government of Nicaragua. The Iran-Contra scandal led to the resignations of many top aides and a deterioration in support for President Reagan. At first, he claimed there was no arms for hostages deal. But in a speech months later, after an investigative report was released that was critical of his leadership, he explained his conduct to the American people. Months of hearings followed. But scholars believe this speech was the beginning of Reagan's successful effort to regain public trust.
I've studied the board's report. Its findings are honest, convincing, and highly critical, and I accept them. And tonight, I want to share with you my thoughts on these findings and report to you on the actions I'm taking to implement the board's recommendations. First, let me say I take full responsibility for my own actions and for those of my administration. As angry as I may be about activities undertaken without my knowledge, I am still accountable for those activities. As disappointed as I may be in some who served me, I am still the one who must answer to the American people for this behavior. And as personally distasteful as I find secret bank accounts and diverted funds, well, as the Navy would say, this happened on my watch. Let's start with the part that is the most controversial. A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for hostages. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true, but the facts and the evidence tell me it is not. As the Tower Board reported, what began as a strategic opening to Iran deteriorated in its implementation into trading arms for hostages. This runs counter to my own beliefs, to administration policy, and to the original strategy we had in mind. There are reasons why it happened, but no excuses. It was a mistake.